HelpYourHealthNow.com.
The wheels of the bus have fallen off for Herman Cain. He announced he's officially out over the weekend. Speaking of out and in college football, they released the bowl matchups. Bama and LSU will vie for the national title. Did anybody get ripped off? And NFL highlights, if you're a fantasy football player, how are you doing? Pretty tough to predict what's happening week in and week out. Just like when we talk about Congress. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Republicans, of course, are split over the payroll tax cut. That's not a surprise. We talked about that a lot last week. Now what's happened is you've got you've got the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who is trying his best to figure out a way to shore this thing up. In other words, to make something happen that the Republicans, I think, can live with. So what is it that they can live with? And what is it that the Democrats think that they can live with? In the meantime, everything money-wise hangs in the balance for you and me. Because we're the taxpayers. And when you talk about the payroll tax cuts, this is something that now you're probably a little bit used to, but you don't really think about it. Because it's a couple of bucks in every check, maybe 50 bucks a check, whatever it turns out to be, maybe a little bit more than that. And then for other people, they're saying, well, who cares, this drop in the bucket anyway if you're talking about $1,000. But $1,000 to a lot of those middle-class people is a lot of money. But what does it mean when you have to figure out a way to pay for it and you're trying to take it out of the coffers of Social Security? Oh, it's a wicked game that we play here when we talk about this, isn't it? And that's going to be the major debate coming up this week in Washington. It already was last week, but it's going to continue hot and heavy into next week. So the Democrats think that they can compromise on the payroll tax cut. And part of that is being led by Harry Reid, who says that there's a way that we can do this. He's going to introduce this compromise proposal on Monday after the last one was voted down. So they're trying to come up with another plan. Because how do you pay for this $2 billion? I mean, we can't pay for what we have right now, so how are you going to pay for this? So you have the Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who thinks that the lower payroll tax rate that's going to expire at the end of the year would be extended. It's going to be extended. But how do you pay for this? How do you figure out a way? You can't draw this out because it reduces spending in the future. So I agree with Coburn. If you're going to do this, and you're going to sell it to everybody, then those cuts need to happen now, not down the line. Everything is always spaced out. 10 years from now, we'll get to this point. We're going to cut this amount of the deficit, but it's going to be accumulation of cuts. No way. This has to happen right away if they're going to do it. I agree with him. The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, as I talked, is going to pump this out there. And Senator Kent Conrad was part of the discussion, the North Dakota Democrat, who won't really say much, only saying that he knows what Reid is going to propose, and he's saying it would be paid for in a way that's very credible and very serious. So that kind of piqued everyone's interest. Here's Conrad and Coburn on this payroll tax.
Probably they both will be extended. The question the American people ought to ask is, where is the backbone in Washington to actually pay for these extensions in the year in which the money's spent?
It'll be paid for. It'll be paid for in a way that's credible and serious. It will represent a compromise from what was voted on last week, and that it's a serious attempt to move this ball forward.
All right, so they're going to move the ball forward. Let's hope they figure out a good way to pay for this and where they're going to swing the axe, because that's the only way this makes sense. Otherwise, you just keep adding it onto the pile, and who knows ultimately what the deficit is. And a year from now, 2 years from now, it's going to be some crazy amount of money. It already is a crazy amount of money. One thing that's not crazy and is kind of a little bit of a break, if you were running around like a chicken with your head cut off because you were in search of a real Christmas tree or a phony Christmas tree or some Christmas presents, whatever you might have been doing over the weekend, probably to fill her up, it wasn't quite as bad. They say that the average price of a regular gasoline is $3.29 a gallon. That's according to the Lumberg survey. So that's down 9 cents from 2 weeks ago and 18 cents over the past couple of weeks. Wondering if you're noticing that or not. I paid less than just under $3. I was pretty stoked about that because it adds up. In Chicago, they're paying $3.48. That's still a break for them compared to what they were paying. In Tucson, Arizona, $3.04. Five. And boy, it is tough to live in Seattle. Not only do you have to deal with the rain, and I love Seattle, I got a lot of good friends there, so I like the people there, and I've had fun when I've gone up to Seattle, but boy, Seattle, you deal with the rain and the sometimes gloomy overcast skies, I don't know, 75% of the time, and prices are high. Gasoline there, $3.56 for a gallon of regular, but the highest that they could come up with, it's always California somewhere. In San Francisco, $3.67. Ooh, that's a lot, unless you have an incredible machine that you're driving around in that really doesn't eat the gas up. Anybody with something big, an SUV, you are always feeling that pinch. Once it went over three, that's when people could really feel the bite, I think, in their budgets. Because, yes, we do have budgets in America. Not in Washington, but in our own households, we do. How's the Occupy movement doing? I've gotten a lot of questions about Occupy. So Occupy DC was one of the more interesting things that happened over the weekend. They were building what looked to be almost like a little fort. It was a structure. It was a wood structure that they put up overnight in McPherson Square there. And they had a standoff with the police, and the protesters had one of these familiar standoffs. There were some people that had to be removed. They were clinging to the wood that was put up. 31 people were arrested. It started at 11 in the morning, and they built it overnight on Saturday. So they took it down around noon on Sunday, and there were still some people that were out there. About 200 people or so were watching this standoff, by the way. See, now this has become a spectator sport, I hate to say. And when it's almost like in California, there's alerts that you can get on your computer when there's a car chase because it becomes so common that people are sucked into it and they want to know, oh, on the 10, there's a car that's took off and it's been going for two miles and the cops haven't been able to catch up with them and they came out of whatever valley or whatever entrance they got onto the freeway from and they describe all the things that are going on and who they think is in the car and what the situation is. That this is what's now happened with the Occupy movement, that you have rubberneckers who are texting other people, hurry up and get down, there's about to be a conflict. And where people were rubbernecking was in Washington, D.C. And sadly, that's not the only place. What happened in Wall Street, what happened in Denton, Texas, somebody actually died at their Occupy movement. I got the details on that coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This hour of America tonight, by the numbers, because you know it's all about the numbers, we can count one of my favorite segments. There is a woman who won a divorce settlement. Are you ready for this? $154 million. That is a lot of money. Revenge can be sweet, after all. So that's part of We Can Count. But before we get there, the Occupy movement. I mean, come on. This is the constant thing that I end up talking about when I go to dinner with people or I end up at a lunch somewhere. It comes back to the Occupy thing and 2012. I mean, that's really on everybody's mind. And the 2012 thing is because of frustrations bubbling over and what's going to happen to the economy and the payroll tax extension. Is it going to go through and is it necessary and does it really matter? Because what happens ultimately, who's paying for it? I mean, blah, blah, blah. It's all about money for everybody. It is. I don't care if they think they're rich. They're still worried about money. And certainly if they're in the middle class and certainly if they're struggling. Although the jobless rate, if you notice, heading into the weekend on Friday was a little bit lower. So does this help the current president? 8.6 unemployment. Still not much because it was 9.1. And if you think, gosh, October of 2009, 10.1. If the rate, I said this before, I think the unemployment rate plays an important role in any of the campaign conversation because it goes back to that money thing and people being able to survive and pay their bills and all that stuff, pay their mortgage, all that stuff. But it has to drop more than that. I mean, if you got, I looked up some stuff with presidents in re-election or running, people that were running for office. And one that really stood out, one glaring thing that stood out, is that no president since Franklin D. Roosevelt has won re-election with an unemployment rate over 7.2%. None. That has not happened. So if that holds true, that's a wild statistic. If that holds true and the unemployment rate is 8.6, does that mean if somebody decent is on the other side of the menu, meaning some other Republican, going up against the billion-dollar war chest, does that statistic hold up? I mean, is it because you, can you not put too much emphasis on the unemployment rate if you're trying to predict what would make electoral success, bang for the buck, you're going to make it, what would it be? Jobs created, I think, is one thing. And you can bet that the Democrats are going to try to do everything they can to push that number down. Of course they're going to try to do that, and that's what has people so furious, part of it. You've got 13.3 million people unemployed. 43% have been out of work for more than 6 months. Boy, if you are really hoofing it and trying to do anything you could, wouldn't you be climbing the walls? How many people listening to me have been unemployed for more than a year? Has anybody listening to me ever been in that situation where they've been unemployed for more than a year? You know, it's one thing, you're on unemployment, something happened, it was wrong, you got blindsided, whatever happened at a job, and then you're looking, and you really have good skills, you have a good resume, you have people that will speak to what you can do, whether you have a degree or not, who cares? You know people like you, you can do all kinds of jobs, but yet you can't find a job. After a while, boy, it is demoralizing to say the least. I have known many people, I've had friends in that situation, and they do other things, they're not too proud. They'll do pickup jobs, they'll do whatever. But that's still not a full-time job. They've gotten temporary jobs, and it's really, really rough. So that's a scary statistic, I think. And I think it might even be more than that. The economy has to be important, I think, with the swing states. Because voters there are really going to look at those, are really going to pay attention to those numbers because they're affected by it. The swing states are so important this time around. If the unemployment, I still think if the unemployment rate is over 8%, it could be a ding to the current president. Could be. With everything else that they'll tout as accomplishments, I think that it's going to be tough to overcome that. And maybe that statistic about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, maybe that holds true this time around. All right, I said I was going to talk about the Occupy movement because that's also part of the conversation. Is the Occupy movement really a true to whatever the calling to go to the Occupy marches or protests or let's build a wooden structure? Is that really a genuine thing? Are the people that go out to the Occupy spots, the campgrounds, the whatever, the center square of the, you know, the town square of wherever it is, are they really genuine? Is this really a genuine thing, or is it a bunch of 20-somethings kind of hanging out saying, dude, I am into this. This is my movement. I am here. I want to protest. I am on my mobile device, and I'm going to hang out for a while, and I'm going to camp out overnight, and then, geez, maybe I'm going to go get some coffee in the morning at Starbucks and then go home to my father's gated community. Unfortunately, I have to be a little cynical because I have heard too many stories of such things. But my bigger deal is if it's going to be a movement, and I've said this already and we've had people on to talk about it, if it's going to be a true movement that's going to have some real teeth and affect change, you have to have a movement that's going in some direction. And my best suggestion, and I even told somebody this that was arguing with me about the Occupy deal, is why don't you have a caller tree? Why don't you blow up the phone lines of the congressperson who represents you, who you don't like the way they voted, you don't like the way things are going. Just constantly, you have a tree of people who call. Would that be more affected? Yes. Could you ask that you have a meeting with that said congressperson or senator? If you had thousands of people calling, would that be an organized movement? Yes. Would having a sit-in, if you're going to do a sit-in protest, after all, if you're risking being pepper sprayed, why not do it in front of the congressperson or senator's office? This is what we're frustrated with, what's going on in Washington, because they're the lawmakers. They have the chance to stop what's happened. The bank's too big to fail, had to get approval from Congress to get the money ultimately that Hank Paulson, the then Secretary of the Treasury, wanted to fix AIG and everybody else. So why not stage it in the right direction? It only makes sense. And that's the problem I have. I mean, I don't care if somebody wants to get into a Ferrari and they're burning up time, or then there's people that are really genuine and they're interested in the future and they're at a college campus somewhere or whatever. Bravo to them. The problem is misdirected, misplacement of anger. You got to focus it in, zero it in. Anybody who's had a successful movement or boycott, there have been a few, they know that this is exactly what you have to do. You think of it as being in a city situation where you don't like something that's happening in a city. What do people do? They go to the city council. They get names on petitions. They go door to door. They stand outside of shopping centers. They talk to people. If you had a tree, if you had a phone tree, that's the best suggestion I think that I could offer up from A to Z. You would be able to go up and down the list, and you would be able to specifically direct it and target it in the right spot, in the right spot. And what a difference that would make. All right. I said that at one of the Occupy movements, actually somebody turned up dead. And this was one called Occupy Denton in North Texas. And what happened was, apparently, the guy that turned up dead was a wizard at IT kind of stuff. And he was out in one of the tents, and they have very vague details about it. But they found his body on Sunday. Boy, more stuff to add to the mystery of what is going on in these Occupy camps.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree way, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A woman getting $154 million in a divorce settlement. That's a pretty big chunk of change. But then you have to think automatically, well, what was the husband worth in the first place that she would get that much money? He had to be worth probably double. That is an amazing settlement. What could you do with $154 million? I can think of a lot of things you could do with that kind of money. And this was a woman from Hong Kong, by the way, and it has to be one of the bigger settlements. Not when you talk about movie stars, like you have the May-December relationship of Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, who you see on Two and a Half Men. They have a pretty big estate between the two of them. But when you're talking about from the business point of view, that's a hefty payday. That's what she won in the divorce settlement. And part of that included all kinds of things, land, because apparently they had had some properties and whatnot in other places besides Hong Kong. So that's it. As far as on the docket and for the money, she gave him a run for the money, and he ended up anteing up, and apparently he was worth much more than that, so maybe he feels like he got away. Maybe he feels like he got away with his shirt still. Moving from that huge divorce settlement with the Hong Kong couple to Tiger Woods, speaking of being married and not being married in big settlements, although that was a long time ago and that's old news, Tiger Woods winning also has been old news. Tiger Woods finally winning again, and would you believe that it's been 2 years. He won the Chevron World Challenge. It's the first title he's won since 2009. He did it out at Sherwood Country Club. And, of course, he's practically a regular there. He's very familiar with the course. He makes a 10-foot downhill birdie putt, puts away Zach Johnson, a former Masters winner as well. And he ends up winning, not the Masters, but winning this World Challenge. And so a big deal for him after everything that's happened in his personal life. I mean, for an entire year, the guy was the butt of so many jokes, wasn't he? He was the punchline. If you just took names and situations of people, Tiger Woods was the punchline for a solid year. Now, because of everything else and how news moves so fast and our situations change, that's old news, like I said. But him winning, 2 years, a long time for a guy that used to rack up wins like nothing. Like phone numbers at a night out at the bar. Oh, that was a bad joke. How about Twilight, Breaking Dawn, the fourth installation of the Vampire Teenage deal, right? It's ruled the box office. 3 weeks going, almost $500 million now collectively. This past weekend raking in even more altogether, like I said, making the total almost $500 million. Wow. $16.9 million was the exact amount for this particular weekend, but you stack it all up, and what does it add up to? And the numbers are staggering, which means that those kids, like Harry Potter, that ensemble will have jobs for a long time to come, because this is a clever thing they do in Hollywood. This was part one of Breaking Dawn, so now they have another one to come. So you want to know what the conclusion is. So any of the people that went to see that will wait for the conclusion. And, of course, once it comes out on videotape, it'll be huge on DVD. And who knows if you wanted to look at the whole number, what that would mean. But I'm going to say it's going to be pretty high. maybe the biggest of all time. But I won't go out on that limb yet because you think of Avatar and some of those other flicks, James Cameron movies in the past. So I don't know that it will go there, but pretty close. Have you been paying attention to what's going on in Egypt? Of course, with all of the violence that ensued and Mubarak being ousted and being tried. Now you have actual elections. They've got runoff races to try to come up with the makeup of this Egyptian parliament. Israel is watching with bated breath because they're very concerned. Of course, they haven't had to deal with problems from Egypt and don't want to see that happen. So the more peace there is in Egypt, the better for the Israelis. It's a two-day vote. It continues into Tuesday. It's a week after Egyptians cast ballots for the first time since toppling Mubarak, the then president. The vote ended with moderate, more conservative Islamist parties winning big and earning a majority of seats in the new parliament. They're calling it the People's Assembly. So we'll see. It kind of mirrored some of the wins by the Islamists in North African nations, Morocco and Tunisia. And what does it mean for the philosophy? What does it mean for the balance of that country? It's definitely going to be run a lot differently than it was in the previous administration that went on forever and a day, forever. Mubarak had been there, and he was, of course, stealing money, basically, of the money that the Egyptians had been given. But how is the new government going to handle the arrangement with Israel? Oh, I'd be, like I said, if I were the Israelis, I'd have my eyes all over what's going on in Egypt. And, of course, they do, because they had a good relationship under Mubarak and what was a secular government. They had agreements that meant peace and there was economic cooperation between Israel and Egypt. Now, who knows, with the success of the Islamists in these elections, they're talking about major changes. There could be some more tension there on the horizon. And what does that mean for us in America? Why do you care in your backyards and why is it part of We Can Count? is because we can count on the ways that there will be support of Israel should the Iran thing open up, and be it already is opening up and really explode, and Egypt really explode. Who are the Israelis going to look to for help? And the answer is certainly the United States of America. High winds, if you've ever dealt with them and you've got big trees, ooh, you know how deadly that can be. We're always talking about wind damage on America tonight because phone lines go down, trees crash into cars, you know, all kinds of stuff. And apparently there were some pretty damaging high winds. Well, we know in California last week, it was just incredible in L.A., the Santa Ana winds. You hear people talk about Santa Ana winds and you think, well, how bad can it really be? And it trust me, it can be bad. The damage that was done to, in Cali, they've got these great missions if you ever travel up and down the coast. And they've got an old one there called San Gabriel in Los Angeles, kind of in the basin area, I guess. And that's been there since 1935. And the damage was incredible. A lot of almost hurricane force winds. Of course, they had to close it, but trees were down. They had a giant crucifix that just was kind of eerie. It went upside down and stuck in a well, and they had to remove that. And thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, maybe up to $1 million worth of damage just for that one area, that one mission. And that doesn't include homes that were hit in the L.A. basin and some of the other parts of Los Angeles, too. Hey, if you're a movie fan, and I know some of you are, it's The Great Escape, ultimately, for some of us, right? They have this thing called Sundance. Don't know if you're a fan of Sundance. If you like the quirky, offbeat movies, then you probably watch the Sundance channel. That Sundance Film Festival has become so big, and to get an invitation to it is like an invitation to Willy Wonka's factory for a kid in the imaginary tale, if you remember. Everybody looking for gold. Well, the festival is going to include some interesting films. In fact, they say probably close to 45 movies. How do they screen 45 movies? And One of the things that's highly anticipated, one of the movies, is a thing called The Surrogate, and it's based on a true story of this guy, 36-year-old Mark O'Brien, who was a poet and journalist who lived in an iron lung after he got polio at a young age. And he was the subject of another documentary, I think, I want to say in the 90s, because I know the story. But this movie has Helen Hunt and William Macy and, you know, some other people of note in the acting profession. But I think the story is fascinating. He doesn't want to be a virgin, but he's in an iron lung, and they're trying to come up with a way to treat him, to make him feel human, to make him feel like he's more human. And it's an interesting story. You just don't think about that iron lung, especially polio. And I think that's going to be a big hit probably there, just like the original documentary was. All right, since this is about the numbers, here is the last number for you. And the last number has to do with Mindy McCready. Mindy McCready on the run, getting away from her ex-boyfriend. You know who she is? Former country singer. As somebody said to me, how many children does Mindy McCready have? And the answer is 3. She ran off with her 5-year-old son, and they're trying to get him back.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Sanchez with a handoff to Sean Green, running right, and breaks free at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Sean Green into the end zone from one with 1:47 to go, and that pushes the lead up to 33-19. The Jets on top.
Three receivers bunched near side right. Now Gronkowski in motion left to right. Snap to Brady. Two by Gronkowski on the right. Nobody's going to stop this play. Oh, end zone, touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Prater has it on its way, and Denver has won 5 consecutive games, and they have beaten the Vikings on the last play of the game as Matt Prater from 23 yards out gives the Broncos a 35-32 win.
Roethlisberger hands it off, six, now he's running right, going to throw it to the end zone, touchdown, touchdown.
CJ finds room to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he is in there. Touchdown! Chris Johnson, 48 yards, and the Titans go back in front, 9-7.
A touchdown here would break some fans loose for the exits. Carolina up 19. It's Cam Newton up the middle. Accelerates, dives, penetrates the goal line. Cam Newton with his 13th rushing touchdown of the year.
On the 48 with Arizona. And this pass caught by Stevens Howley down the sideline. Stevens Howley with a fake inside the 15. And he scores. Wow.
And a little jump ball. Roulette was out of hand. On it. It was caught. It's a touchdown. Chiefs got it on a ricochet. And caught by McQuester.
Wow. They go 30.
enough said. What a wild weekend in the NFL. Matt Johnson's highlights. Yeah, tell you the whole story there for some teams. Boy, some really bit it. Like the Cardinals over the Cowboys, 19-13. Wow, for the Cardinals, they pick up their fifth win. Crazy. What is wrong with the Cowboys? They miss a winning field goal, and they lose in overtime. But the strange thing of all of the games, and there were some wild deals, like the Packers over the Giants, 38-35. Aaron Rodgers able to drive it upfield with very little time on the clock and, you know, put a pin in the Giants, at least all the people that were there thinking this was a huge victory, packing in the Meadowlands, but it didn't happen. Well, all the other things that we could talk about aside, everybody knows that you can ice the kicker, but usually you call that timeout when you're on the other side. Right before the kicker is going to kick, you hope that you mess with his psyche. And then the kick happens, and sometimes they don't make it the second time. Well, guess what happened to Danny Bailey? They iced the kicker. Unfortunately for him, or really for the Cowboys, it was his own team that iced him. It wasn't the Cardinals. It wasn't the Cardinals that called the timeout. It was the Cowboys. Jason Garrett, the coach for the Cowboys, icing his own kicker. They could have won that game. Oh, how painful is that? A heartbeat before Bailey hits a 49-yarder right through the uprights. It would have been the game winner at the end of regulation. What Jason Garrett said after the game was the play clock was running down. We wanted to make sure that we had a real clean opportunity at it. It was still about 6 seconds. We were going to get settled in, so we banged a timeout to give him the chance to get the snap and hold and kick and all that kind of stuff. So the next try was short, and it was to the left, and it sent it into overtime. And then, of course, as I just said, it was history. Matt, was that the most boneheaded play of everything you saw over the weekend in the NFL?
Definitely, and it reminded me of when I used to watch Brad Childress as the head coach of the Vikings. He's the only other coach I've ever seen ice his own kicker. He did it to Ryan Longwell a couple of years ago with the same kind of time mismanagement where you're arguing with your coaches and other people when to call a timeout, when not to call a timeout. And I just don't understand. If you have 25 seconds and two timeouts left, why wouldn't you take a timeout, run a couple plays, and maybe, you know, he said he was worried about taking them out of field goal position. You got DeMarco Murray, run a couple, you know, have a halfback dive or something, get a couple extra yards and have the ball in the center of the field so you can have a better field goal try. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. That's why I said it's the boneheaded move of the week. The other thing that was interesting, because I watched a lot of football, besides watching the Sunday swirl, so I had politics in the morning with my coffee, and later in the day it was football, lots of football. I watched a lot of the Atlanta-Houston game, and what was interesting, I think, about this game is the fact that, talk about momentum for Houston, those people were so loud in that stadium. You know, they were the 12th man, if you will, because it was distracting. They were that loud. And what was interesting is the fact that they had a third stringer. The Texans had a third stringer, T.J. Yates, who had to play QB because their main guy, Matt Schaub, was out. He was injured. And then even the backup is out. So you go to the third guy, and he was pretty darn good. And the Texans have won six straight games. So they got a third stringer out there, and they win. And the Falcons just sputtered. The defense was in their throats most of the game, and they couldn't get it done. And that was, I thought, a crazy 24 years old, 8 for 15, 70 yards, debuting against the Jags. He was sacked three times by the Falcons, but never, ever overlooked. And he said he felt comfortable. He's getting it down. And he was in place of Matt Leinart. Matt Schaub and Matt Leinart, because Leinart broke his collarbone and Schaub has a joint problem in his right foot, so he was out too. How about that to go three deep? Whoo, that was huge. Huge,
yeah,
huge, huge.
the Texans have to be the most cursed team in the NFL right now. They got Schaub goes out, Leinart goes out, Andre Johnson was out for most of the year, comes back in this game, out again now, hurt his hamstring. Brian Cushing gets hurt. Earlier in the year, you have D'Amico Ryans, D'Amico Ryans, their linebacker, got hurt, out for the year. Mario Williams, their best, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, out for the year. It's just all their players are going down. Somehow they're still winning. But when you look around the league, you got to feel bad for the Texans because they've always dealt with the big brother, the Indianapolis Colts, and Peyton Manning. And this year, Peyton Manning's out. It's their year to win it all. And they just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, and, you know, coaches never, ever want to use that as an excuse because they say everybody else has to deal with the injuries as well. But it's so true. Probably more than any other team, with it wide open, like Matt just described, you got Gary Kubiak, who's the coach of Houston, never leaning on that, but really they somehow find a way to do it. And they do. They find a way to do it, and they get it done, and even though they're missing some top performers, and that just adds to the lore of where they are right now, and the fact that they're 9-3, 5-1 at home, that people are just going wild, and you could hear them in that stadium, Reliant Stadium, it is just rocking that place to its core. It might have been the loudest crowd, actually, through the tube that I heard over the weekend. The other game I think that was interesting to quickly note here is Denver beating Minnesota 35-32. Boy, a lot of people chose the Vikings and thought this was going to be a big game for them, and it was a big game for them. Unfortunately, they lose it in the waning moments, and how in the world are the Denver Broncos with Tim Tebow, who is now 6-1 since he's jumped in, how are they winning this? You look at his numbers, even in the first quarter, nothing great in the first quarter anyway, and they, you know, they ended up in the final 93 seconds, he had a couple of field goals that made the difference, and so they're in a first place tie in the AFC West because the Raiders lost. Who would have thought that? 7-5 now, 5-2 away, and the Vikings 2-10. So more of the same. By the way, for everybody who is on the edge of their seat wondering if anybody nailed the score, nobody nailed the score. Oh, I was hoping we would have somebody, but it didn't happen. Green Bay 38, New York 35. A lot of people called in this time around. We do the nail the score thing in the third hour on Friday morning, but nobody even came close this time around.